Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Sunil Verma with the news at 9. The headlines. Campaigning for sixth phase of general elections comes to an end. Polling in 58 parliamentary constituencies to take place on Saturday. 7 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh. Around 6,80,000 mobile connections identified as invalid. IMD forecasts severe heatwave conditions over Rajasthan and Gujarat for next 4 days. International Olympic Committee launches Let's Move India initiative, aims to inspire people to celebrate Indian athletes at Paris Olympics. Campaigning for sixth phase of elections comes to an end this evening. The polling in this phase will take place on Saturday in 58 constituencies spread over 8 states and union territories. These include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today addressed an election rally in Mahendragarh, Haryana. Yesterday, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi had addressed a rally in the same constituency. The campaign for all 10 Lok Sabha seats in Haryana is going to end this evening and the poll will take place on Saturday. Our correspondent has filed this report.
In Haryana, where all seats will go to polls on Saturday, an especially intense political battle unfolded. Top leaders of the primary rivals, BJP and Congress, went all out in the last leg to garner more support. The competition in Haryana is particularly intense this time around, with the BJP trying to retain all seats and Congress hopeful of a comeback. The Bhiwani Mahendragarh seat became the focal point as both Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held rallies there within a span of just 24 hours. It is believed that there will be a tight race between Dharamveer Singh, a two-time BJP member of parliament, and Raudan Singh of Congress. Durgesh Bhadauria for Akashwani News, Mahendragarh.
The Prime Minister also addressed a rally at Patiala in Punjab today. In Delhi, which will go to polls on Saturday, the campaigning ended today. A total of 162 candidates are in the fray, including Manoj Tiwari and Bansuri Swaraj of BJP, Somnath Bharti and Kuldeep Kumar of Aam Aadmi Party and Kanhaiya Kumar and J.P. Agrawal of Congress. Over 1 crore 50 lakh voters will decide the political fate of these candidates. We have more from our correspondent.
Prominent leaders of different political parties today held roadshows, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns on the last day of campaigning to woo the voters. Highlighting their promises, achievements as well as allegations and counter-allegations, the leaders from BJP and Aam Aadmi Party Congress combined made all-out efforts to garner voter support. BJP has fielded its candidates on all 7 seats, whereas under the alliance, AAP is contesting on 4 seats, while Congress is contesting on 3 Lok Sabha seats. In the last 2 Lok Sabha polls, BJP made a clean sweep in all the 7 seats, and this time too, the party is leaving no stone unturned to maintain its tally. Whereas, Congress AAP combine is also fully geared up to corner BJP in this election to snatch victory from BJP. With Divakar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Senior leaders and star campaigners of major political parties held public meetings in support of their respective candidates for the sixth and final phase of elections in the state today. In this sequence, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings organized in favor of party candidates in Ambedkar Nagar and Siddharth Nagar today. Another senior party leader, Rajnath Singh, also held a public meeting in Lal Ganj. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav addressed an election meeting in Pratapgarh. BSP chief Mayawati also held a public meeting in Mirzapur. In Himachal Pradesh, election campaigning is reaching its peak for the Lok Sabha elections on June the 1st, the 7th and the final phase along with 6 assembly by-elections. Our correspondent reports star campaigners from major political parties are actively campaigning for their respective candidates.
Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will be on a one-day election tour of Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. During this visit, he will address BJP's Vijay Sankalp rallies in Nahan and Mandi. Tomorrow at 9 a.m., he will first address a rally at Chauhan Ground in Nahan for the party candidate from Shimla parliamentary constituency. Following this, at 11 a.m., he will address another rally at Paddal Ground in Mandi in support of the party candidate from Mandi parliamentary constituency. On the other hand, former Congress National President Rahul Gandhi will hold election rallies on May 26 in Nahan and in Una under the Hamirpur parliamentary constituency. Additionally, Congress National President Mallikarjun Kharge will also address an election rally on May 25 in Rohdu, Shimla. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
A total of 62.2% of voter turnout was recorded in the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections, which was held on Monday. Nearly 61.48% males, 63% females and 21.96% third gender individuals participated in the elections. According to the Election Commission, the highest female voter turnout was in West Bengal with 78.43%, followed by Odisha with 74.77%. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
In Chhattisgarh, seven Maoists were killed in an encounter in Bastar Division today. The bodies have been recovered from the spot. Senior police officials have confirmed the incident. According to police, the encounter took place on the border of Narayanpur and Dantewada districts. After receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the forest of Abuj Mar, a joint team of security forces had set out on a search operation. During the operation, the Maoists ambushed the security personnel in the forest of Abuj Mar and opened indiscriminate firing on the Jawans. Security forces retaliated the fire. In the gun battle, seven Maoists were killed. Security forces claim that several other Maoists were injured in the encounter. A huge quantity of weapons and other materials of Maoists have been recovered from the incident site. The government has identified around 6.8 lakh mobile connections as fake and invalid. These connections are suspected to have been obtained using invalid, non-existent, fake proof of identity and KYC documents. The Department of Telecommunications has directed the telecommunications service providers to carry out immediate re-verification of these identified mobile numbers. The service providers are mandated to re-verify the flagged connections within 60 days. The department added that failure to complete re-verification will result in the disconnection of the concerned mobile numbers. India Meteorological Department today said that severe heatwave conditions prevailing over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh and Punjab have improved. The weather department added, heatwave to severe heatwave conditions are mainly expected over Rajasthan and Gujarat for the next 4 days. Speaking exclusively to Akashwani News, senior IMD scientist R.K. Jainamani said, Delhi has not witnessed severe heatwave conditions in last 3 days, but the temperature remains above 40 degrees Celsius. He added that no heatwave conditions are likely to prevail over Delhi in the sixth phase of elections on Saturday.
So the heatwave and severe heatwave condition still prevailing over Rajasthan and Gujarat. However, over Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, it has improved. As we know that Delhi is not having any heatwave during last 3 days. Temperature remained 40 plus. And over Punjab, Haryana and Delhi, we have only given the heatwave condition at isolated places. Rain, thunderstorm likely over the area of Jharkhand, Bihar and Odisha and also West Bengal.
The Met Department said eastern parts of India are expected to witness rainfall with lightning and thunderstorms. Rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and winds gusting up to 40 km per hour are likely to occur over Jharkhand, Bihar, Odisha and West Bengal for the next 7 days. Isolated heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to continue over southern parts of India till tomorrow. that the weather department also forecasts that a well-marked low-pressure area lying over west central and adjoining South Bay of Bengal is likely to intensify into a cyclonic storm by Saturday morning. It will reach near Bangladesh and adjoining West Bengal coasts by Sunday evening as a severe cyclonic storm. In Kerala, as heavy rains continue, the Met Department has issued a red alert in Ernakulam and Thrissur districts today. Orange alert is also issued in 8 districts. Due to strong winds and bad weather, fishermen have been warned from venturing into the sea in the Kerala coast. Authorities had urged people to be alert as heavy rainfall is expected in a short period of time, which may lead to flash floods, landslides and waterlogging. Buddha Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha, was celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in many countries. The people of Nepal, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka also celebrated the birth anniversary, organized several events and symposiums on the relevance of Lord Buddha's teachings in the modern world. In Bihar, the festival was celebrated with religious fervor and gaiety. The main function was organized at Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya, where Lord Buddha attained enlightenment under the holy Mahabodhi tree. Thousands of devotees from across the world took part in the 2560th birth anniversary of Lord Buddha in Bodh Gaya. More from our correspondent.
Several monasteries and organizations participated in Sobha Yatra at Bodh Gaya. It passed through different parts of the heritage city and concluded at Mahabodhi Temple. Buddhist monks and devotees of different countries including Thailand, Myanmar, Japan, Sri Lanka and Indonesia participated in religious procession, chanting Buddham Sarnam Gacchami and observing prayers. A special prayer was organized under the Mahabodhi tree for world peace and harmony. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In Sri Lanka, the vibrant four-day-long Buddha Rashmi Vesak festival is being celebrated from today with extensive celebrations across Colombo and other parts of the island. We have a report.
As the world marks the Buddha Purnima, Sri Lanka has commenced the Vesak festival celebrations today. The festival, which marks the birth, enlightenment and passing of Buddha, will showcase a multitude of attractions. These include a giant Vesak pandal, an exquisite Vesak lanterns exhibition, the traditional Vesak dansala, flower parades, meditation programs and various cultural performances that highlight Sri Lanka's rich heritage. On the occasion, an exhibition by High Commission of India comprising of a collection of Buddhist art by eminent Indian painters was inaugurated by Sri Lanka's President Ranil Wickremesinghe. For Akashvani News, Ahmed Moin Farooqi from Colombo.
On to sports. The International Olympic Committee, IOC, has announced the launch of Let's Move India, an initiative to inspire people to celebrate the athletes participating in the upcoming Olympic Games in Paris. The move invites people from across the country to join the movement through a digital challenge on social media. According to IOC, young people can take part in a series of regional school initiatives to coincide with Olympic Day on June the 23rd. Indian men's hockey team will take on hosts Belgium tonight in the European League leg of the Pro League. Yesterday, the men's team defeated Argentina 5-4 in shootout after both teams were locked at 2-2 at the end of regulation time in FIH Pro League match in Antwerp, Belgium. Ace Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu and Ashmita Chalia have advanced to the women's singles quarterfinals of Malaysia Masters Badminton Tournament in Kuala Lumpur. Sindhu defeated Yoo Chin Sim of South Korea, while Ashmita beat the American Bei Wen Zhang in pre-quarters today. However, in the men's singles pre-quarters, Kiran George lost to Malaysia's Zi Jia Li. Indian para discus thrower Monu Ghangas has secured his spot in Paris Paralympics 2024 with his best throw of 34.7 meters in men's discus throw F11 event at the World Para Athletics Championships 2024 in Kobe, Japan today. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for 6th phase of general elections comes to an end. Polling in 58 parliamentary constituencies to take place on Saturday. 7 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bastar division of Chhattisgarh. Around 6,80,000 mobile connections identified as invalid. International Olympic Committee launches Let's Move India initiative, aims to inspire people to celebrate Indian athletes at Paris Olympics. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.